Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It is CBS Sports Radio, and I welcome you to the final hour of the JR Sport Brief show. As I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, guess what? Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. You can see rules. You can enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com. A big shout out to everybody tuned in on our local CBS Sports Radio affiliates across North America, Hawaii to Toronto to Miami to Houston to Portland, Seattle, Dallas, just Cleveland, Detroit, everywhere, Louisville, Philly, Pittsburgh, just everywhere, New York City. We had a caller, I think, from every single just corner today. What else is new? That's what the hell I do here. I'll tell you what I think. I want to know what you think as well. If you're going to make sense, if you're going to make a point, if you're not going to come on and make a call and then mumble and then, you know, just decide to start yelling at me, I'll do everything except for that. Okay? It's real simple. We started off the show having a conversation about James Harden. Plenty of calls on James Harden. I told you, I think, look, if Brooklyn, barring injury and barring, you know, Kyrie Irving deciding to play basketball, they'll be fine. What you saw in Houston with James Harden, I wouldn't necessarily expect it, or the same type of play or player in Brooklyn. Different situation, different team, a whole lot of everything different. They'll be all right. Now, having said that, every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, it's a new top six list. And tonight, I'm taking your calls. Sports cities with the worst luck. This is where I've gone. Just to give you a recap, at number six, I had Cleveland. At number five, San Diego. Four, I had Atlanta. Three, Philly. Two, Detroit. Number one, Houston. And this isn't so much about history. This is about history leading up into what the hell is going on right now. And unfortunately, Houston is just, it's like on fire right now. Look at the franchises. They're in the hole. The Astros are a running joke even for a team that won a World Series a few years ago. I say Astros, you say cheating. I say Texans, you say trade. I say Rockets, just Harden wants out. And that's why I had Houston at number one. Detroit, man, you can't escape anything. They suck now, then, and forever. It's where careers go to die. Philadelphia, maybe I could have swapped Atlanta with Philly. That might have been more appropriate. We had a caller bring that up. But let's get back to the phone lines. You can also tweet me. I've been reading some of your tweets at JR Sport Brief. Matter of fact, hey, Steve O'King tweets me and says, "Why is no one saying Buffalo? An NFL-only city with a team that is known primarily for losing the four times the team has reached the Super Bowl consecutively, by the way. I truly think the Bills have the tools to win it all this year. Let's see if they do it. That'd be a fun story. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Wisconsin right now and talk to Vince. Vince, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What city do you think has awful luck when it comes to sports?
Oh, man, I love this list. I'm going to say Chicago, and it's going to sound a little petty because I'm a Milwaukee guy, and realistically, the proximity, Chicago's like that bougie cousin with roaches in the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness.
But you look at what's going on in Chicago. Nobody expects anything from the Bulls. The Cubs are blowing up their entire team right now. You got the White Sox. I don't know what the White Sox are doing. The Blackhawks are a few years removed from the Stanley Cup, and I don't know what they're doing. And then the Bears haven't had a quarterback since Jim McMahon. So you just...
Yeah, it's tough when you measure recent history versus what's going on right now. It gets tricky. You would put them as like one of the worst, really though.
I put them right in between what you said about Philly and what you're saying about Houston. Now they're not burning like Houston, but like okay. I said, they're moved from being pretty successful in most of their franchises to now they're right back to where they were. Epstein stepped down with the Cubs. The Cubs are trading everybody away and they're starting to rebuild. The Bears are always going to be the Bears. I got no expectations for the Bears. And like I said, with the Blackhawks and the White Sox, I mean, they're competitive, but again, they're right back to kind of being middle of the ground and nothing really going on. I don't know. It's just always Chicago.
Okay.
And being from Milwaukee, you always watch them. And for them being the second city and everything, you're kind of like.
Okay. Well, Vince, maybe you just need to take a drive down south a little bit and visit Chicago. Stop beating them up so damn much. Maybe if you moved there, they'd have better luck.
I'm a trucker, JR. I'm down there every night, and I love messing with those guys because they have, like I said, they have such high expectations for themselves,
Vince.
Until it comes to.
Well, Vince, I love you. I love you for being a professional jerk. Don't bother the people in Chicago too much, okay?
You got it, man. Have a good
night. All right. You as well. Shout outs to Vince for calling up from Wisconsin. Let me tell you, I love Chicago. Pre-COVID, I love hitting up Chicago. And I could tell you, I know a lot of buddies. I got a lot of friends from Chicago who are actually from Wisconsin. And all they do is rag on them. Let's go to Hugh. Hugh is calling up from Atlanta. Hugh, what are you going to tell me?
I have to disagree with a guy with Chicago. They got too many championships. All the teams got at least one championship. But I would have to say Atlanta because of the history and the way they lose games. That Super Bowl in Houston, you just open up wounds for me, man. The Atlanta Dream, they went to the championship, what, four games?
Man.
The playoffs, four games, and lost, and swept. I mean, not
wait, 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 Hugh. You brought up the Atlanta Dream.
Yep.
You're making an argument on how bad or how unlucky Atlanta sports is.
Hello.
And we're even putting the Dream in there. That's saying a whole lot, Hugh.
But it's just painful, man, to see how, and that's the way we lose. Have you ever seen a team, the defense, celebrate when you score against them? Are you kidding me? Come on, man.
Well, listen, one thing we could do for Atlanta, I can sit here and pull out a notebook, and that is that is unfortunate. Where do we start? We can go back to the 60s, and we could start ticking off. It don't matter if it happened with the Braves. It don't matter if it happened with the Falcons. We could start talking about the Hawks, and you threw in the Dream. You know what? I'll tell you this much, Hugh, and thank you so much for calling from right here, my city in Atlanta. It's going to have to change eventually. Somebody here in the great state of Georgia, somebody is going to have to win a title. Eventually, right? Can the Bulldogs do it? Can they eventually do it? Alabama can't come back next year and do it again. You know, what about the Braves? Now you got to deal with the Dodgers. Now you got to deal with the Mets in your own division. Ugh. And the Hawks. Come on, Trey Young already looks like a one-man gang. Get him some help. Let's go to Eugene, Oregon. That's far away. Ray, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What team got terrible luck? What city has awful luck?
Hey, JR, this is Ray from Eugene. And, you know, living not too far from Portland, Oregon, I'm a Portland Trailblazers fan, and I'm not talking about failures recently, but I think it's monumental to bring up the failure that Portland did back when they could have drafted.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. And we got, yes.
Yeah.
You got to understand.
You don't like Sam, huh? You didn't want Sam? Clyde Drexler wasn't good enough.
Clyde was great. Clyde brought us all the way to a lot of playoff games. And, damn near got us to a championship, and the supporting cast, it was beautiful. And then Greg Oden, you know, it was.
You want to keep going. Name another one.
I could, but I just wanted to bring that up because it was, you know, it was heartbreaking here in the state of Oregon to see that, you know, what happened with that transaction. To have Bowie instead of Jordan, and to see what Portland could have done way earlier and have a dynasty.
Yeah,
I'll take your comments off the air.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Ray, and thank you for calling up from Eugene, Oregon. You want to start talking about Sam Bowie, then you want to go to Greg Oden and Brandon Roy. I guess that is bad luck. Just folks got bad knees. I don't know. Something with the knees. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio, and talk to Denny. Denny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
I have never heard a collection of whiners than I have this evening. Every single loss we have in Cleveland has a tagline to it. The drive, the fumble, the shot. I mean, my list is endless. There is not a city in the country that has worse luck than Cleveland, Ohio. We can get there. We just can't eclipse anything.
So?
Atlanta, we got beat. Huizenga and the Florida Marlins, we got beat. Outside of Cleveland, this is for you. That's the best thing we could do in the last 50 years across every sports team
so,
we've got.
Denny, where is your LeBron James jersey?
Hanging in my closet right now.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question while I got you here.
What do you
expect to happen between the Cleveland Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend?
To be honest, I think we get smoked.
Okay.
We don't have the defense.
Yeah, well, Chase Claypool agrees with you. He says that they're going to get clapped. Denny, look, if the Browns win over the weekend, you got to call me back on Monday, okay?
Absolutely.
All right,
but
thank you.
Do me a favor and make Chase Claypool call back at the same time because he's also sitting on his couch.
Hey, Denny, he was certainly sitting on his ass when he said that they were going to get clapped, so... we'll see about that. Andre is calling up from Washington, D.C. Andre, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, what's going on, J.R.?
I'm terrific. Go ahead.
I think it's Detroit. But I called for another reason. I got to defend my city. The Mystics just won. The Capitals just won. And the Nationals just won for your previous caller. And that's in the last segment. Yeah, you said D.C. is cursed. But we win a championship. Virginia just won the national championship in college basketball like 2 years ago.
Yeah, Hunt. Yeah, you're right. He was being more of a jerk when it came down to. I'm sorry.
No, I think so too.
I know so. He was being an amazing jerk. He was doing amazing radio. He came on and basically said, "Hey, here you have, you know, a city. Forget a city. Here you got a district." that just is running around two teams that just had to swap their names out that people don't give a damn about. And there we have it. So, yeah, he was being a jerk. I appreciate you coming on and making some sense, Andre.
No problem. We down here holding it down, too. I was at the Capitol on Wednesday, too. So we down here holding it down. They making it seem like nobody holding it down, but we are. I appreciate you, J.R.
I appreciate you, Andre, for holding it down. All the best next Wednesday during inauguration time. Thank you, Andre, for calling up from D.C. Let's go up the road. Let's go up 202. Let's talk to Cortez. He's calling up from Baltimore. Cortez, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, J.R., man. I understand how you get to forget this city, really state, but Phoenix. They so janky, man. They don't even have that name on their sports teams. And all of them stink.
Okay.
The Cardinals can't win for the season, man. You talk about cities where careers go to die. Man, I feel so bad for Larry Fitzgerald. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean they terrible, man. I mean, why do they even have sports teams in Arizona? It's a desert. Send them teams somewhere else.
Okay, all right. I guess that's a solid reason, Cortez. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. The last time I checked, there was enough people living in the damn desert. There's a whole lot, quite a few million people, enough to support a franchise. To have some sports. I don't know if I'd go ahead and put Phoenix and Scottsdale up on my top unlucky sports cities. I think we got some cities that are worse. Andre's calling up from Mississippi. Andre, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
JR, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Andre. Give me a city that's cursed when it comes down to sports. Who got bad luck?
I know everybody knows Detroit, but I wanted to go with Jacksonville, man. I think that's one of the worst cities for a sports town. They had the worst Super Bowl that you could ever think of. I don't think they're going to ever have a Super Bowl again in Jacksonville. So I will go with the Jacksonville for right now.
Well, Andre, let me ask you a question. Have you been to Jacksonville?
Yeah, I have been three or maybe seven or eight times, to be honest with you.
Okay. Do you like it?
No. I was down there when they had the Super Bowl. It was hard to get around, and it just sucked. I wish they'd never, ever put another Super Bowl in Jacksonville.
Well, you know, Andre, listen, this is something real interesting. Thank you for calling up from Mississippi. On your behalf, I'm going to contact my friends on Park Avenue at the NFL office. And I'm going to put in a word just for you. No more Super Bowls in Jacksonville. A matter of fact, you know, I think Roger Goodell, he follows like almost nobody on Twitter. He ain't my friend. But I'm going to hit up Roger Goodell myself. I'm going to DM him. Because Roger Goodell follows me. I don't know why, but he does. I say awful things about him. But anyway, yeah, Roger Goodell follows 190 people, including me. I'm going to message Roger Goodell on your behalf, Andre, and I'm going to tell him don't put no more damn Super Bowls in Jacksonville. Now, having said that, I love Jacksonville, maybe a little too much. You know, I always love the Gators and the Bulldogs. I think that's an awesome weekend, that big old tailgate, world's largest tailgate that they do. Taylor's calling up from San Diego. Taylor, give me an unlucky sports city.
Yeah, JR, just want to say I love your show. I listen every night when I'm doing my homework. But, I'm going to have to go with San Diego. I like a lot what a lot of the people said about Detroit. I might have to put them as my number one. But, I mean, we had the Clippers leave. We had the Rockets leave. Obviously, the Chargers just left. Even last year, you look at college basketball, San Diego State was 30-2, and then the week later, they canceled the March Madness. It'll never really make too much sense to me because, I mean, San Diego's a beautiful city, but I was just wondering what your take was on San Diego.
Oh, well, Taylor, thank you for calling up from San Diego. I had San Diego at number 5 on my list just because of the embarrassment primarily of the Chargers being stolen from Spanos. And now, you know, you got to look at Herbert. The success that he should have be or should have in San Diego is pretty much going to be up in L.A. Now, they were definitely on my list. I want to take a break and get back to more of your phone calls. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief, 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about unlucky sports cities. I'm telling you right now, Houston, Texas, they got the worst luck. More of your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. I'm taking your phone calls. 855-212-4CBS. We're having a conversation about unlucky sports cities. What city has awful luck? You know, I had Houston at number 1 just based on what's going on right now. Not thinking about all time. I'm trying to focus in on right now. And obviously, you have to take history into account. And I can't think of a city right now that has it worse than Houston. Atlanta, right there. Cleveland, right there. I mean, even Cleveland, they have the Browns. They get into the playoffs. And, of course, all the odds are stacked against them. Detroit goes without saying. It's wild. Let's talk to Mike. Mike is calling up from New Mexico. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio, please.
Yes, JR, how you doing? I had one of your previous callers already got it with Phoenix was what I was thinking of. And since you specified you're going with right now, not all time, right now I'm going to put Denver, the Broncos and the Nuggets, you know, haven't been anything for a while, and the Rockies. I might also add Minnesota, too. And like I said, you know, right now Minnesota, you know, the Twins and the Vikes and the T-Wolves, what have you done for us lately in Minnesota?
Nothing.
Not anything, nothing. So that's what I had.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike, for calling up from New Mexico. Appreciate you. Let's go to Richmond, Virginia. Let's talk to Ben. Ben, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. You're not going to tell me about a flying squirrel or nothing, will you?
No, I'm not doing all that. But
okay, good.
I used to live down in Charlotte, and I mean Charlotte. I mean, goodness me, it's been cursed. They lost their basketball team, and then they got Chris Paul at New Orleans. They could have had him in Charlotte. Didn't happen. Came out of the Bobcats. That was a joke. And then, you know, they had the Hornets, but, you know, congratulations. We have the Hornets, but we have Uncle Jordan as a GM who did what in Washington. So, you know, and then.
Yes.
We had Cam Newton, one of the greatest players, quarterbacks.
Yeah, once
of
the
generation.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
And then. We wasted that also. So, I mean, Charlotte's just can't get together. You know, it's been cursed forever.
Charlotte has the beautiful NASCAR Hall of Fame. That has to count for something, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Uptown isn't too bad either.
Concord is great. You know, but
yeah. Okay.
You know, come on now, like, real sports. I mean, you know,
oh, my goodness. Whoa, Ben, did you just – whoa, Ben.
I did that.
You just said NASCAR is not a real sport?
I did not say that. I said I was talking about real sports. I'm not saying NASCAR is not a real sport. I'm saying
real. Okay.
You know.
Okay, I do. No, I don't. Thank you, Ben, for calling from Richmond. I don't know what the hell just happened, but I'm going to go with it. And that's not a conversation that I'm going to have right now. I'm going to save that for a day when there are no sports, okay? Mark that on your calendar, folks. God forbid we move back into 2020 and I got to sit here and talk about racism and COVID, I'm going to put that at the top of the list. Things to discuss. Is NASCAR a sport? I have some opinions on that. You might be able to find them online, but I will save that for a radio day when ain't nothing going on. Steven is calling from Cleveland. Steven, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good. Why are you giggling? What happened?
Well, nothing. I'm just a little nervous.
What are you nervous about? Have we spoken before, Steven?
No. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Okay. I'm 19.
Yeah.
And I just want to say one thing about you. I love your show. You get me through the night. I work night shift up here. And I just want to reiterate that I love your list, but Cleveland's got to be number one. And me being 19.
You know nothing. Saw losing.
Right. All I know, like, I witnessed my first playoff game last Sunday. But I just want to just focus on the greatness of the Indians in the 90s and the great Avs teams that happened to run into the greatest player of all time, Michael Jordan, and those Browns teams that just had all, you know, the shot and or not the shot, but the fumble and the drive and everything. And recently, I mean, we get Baker Mayfield off of rookie year. Freddie Kitchens, you know, he's in the conversation for rookie of the year, year. And then he comes out and Freddie can't even coach a team. Like, there was so much hype and it was just
got fired.
Unlucky out Freddie. Yeah. And it's just, and the Cavs can't build any teams besides LeBron being there. And the Tribe, we don't have an owner to help us. And I know baseball's broken as it is with the small market teams and everything, but we can't pay a great player that we draft like Lindor.
Well, let me tell you something. There's something about the Dolan family and the Dolan name. I don't care if it's an uncle, a brother, cousin, mother, brother, father. There's something about the Dolan name. And I think people in Cleveland understand. I think people in New York understand. So, Steven, I certainly hope the next 20 years of your life bear more fruit than the last 19, okay?
Me too. I'm tired of all these old heads around me just complaining. Oh, they're going to blow it. They're going to blow it just like they always do.
Yeah, that's what we're expecting. Well, listen, Steven, I appreciate you calling up. You hit me up anytime, man, all right?
I got you, JR. Thank you very much for having me.
No doubt about it. Shout outs to Steven for calling up from Cleveland. Yeah, I get it. If the Browns, and I'm being realistic here, if the Browns weren't in the playoffs right now, and they got bad luck too, by the way, the past couple of weeks for the Browns, despite them just beating all the odds, the Browns got bad luck. If they were the normal Browns, oh yeah, they probably would have been number one. I would have had to flip the coin between them and Detroit. And I know everybody wants to say Atlanta. I'd have to flip a coin between Detroit and Cleveland. Let's see if the Browns can, you know, defy luck. Let's see if they can defy the odds. I still think they're going to get smacked around by the Chiefs. 855-212-4CBS. More of your calls when we come back before I roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
A big shout out to my main man, Damon John of Shark Tank. Thank you, Damon, for the kind words. As we continue rolling here on CBS Sports Radio, we're talking about unlucky sports cities. And before I roll out, I want to get back to the phone lines. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. I'm going to read some of your tweets momentarily. And I got to let you know, we got a full show tomorrow, especially as we get closer to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Dante Jackson, cornerback, Panthers, scheduled to join us tomorrow. Of course, I got a lot of questions as it relates to him, the Panthers, questions as it relates to playing in the same division as Tom Brady and then also Drew Brees. So there's a lot to discuss tomorrow with Dante Jackson. Also, one of the new York Mets. Okay, Trevor May, reliever. He was the first guy to take some of Steve Cohen's money. I want to ask him about what the hell is going on. He's also investing in, he's an owner in like a new football league. I'll ask him about that. Talk to him about Lindor. My apologies to everybody in Cleveland. But Trevor May of the New York Mets, Dante Jackson of the Carolina Panthers scheduled to join us tomorrow. Let's keep things rolling here. Alan is calling up from Toronto. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What city has awful luck when it comes to sports?
I'm taking Miami. Not the climate. The climate is just terrific. Only San Diego is better, but I'm taking Miami. Baseball, they won the World Series back in 1997 after, you know, they were in the league for 4 years.
They get rid of everybody.
And all of a sudden, yeah, and then they had three players left. They had Levon Hernandez, Craig Counsell, and Edgar Renteria. And they the next year, they were 54-108. Then they won the World Series just after that in 2003.
And then they get rid of everybody.
Yeah, and then they got rid of everybody. And then in 2012, they moved to the Miami Stadium right downtown where the Orange Bowl used to be. And they did, you know, you didn't need a shoehorn when they first entered the league. And they've had horrible, horrible attendance ever since. And they've been below 500.
It's a big chunk of metal junk. That's what that stadium is.
Yeah, I've been there before. I agree with you 100%. And basketball, too. Ever since LeBron left, they were 37-45 the year after LeBron left. They've made the postseason each time, and they made it to the finals last year. I'll give them credit. They made it to the finals last year.
Yeah, Alan, but we know. Yeah, okay, Alan. I can ride with you, and thank you for calling up from Toronto. Always a pleasure. I can roll with you, Alan, on the Marlins. Like, they're a great punching bag. I can't roll with you on the Heat. Like, you're not going to find really an NBA franchise that has more stability than maybe the Heat and the Spurs. I'm going to stick to the Marlins. I'm looking at Twitter. Jordan tweets me. He says Toronto is unlucky because Kawhi Leonard left them after winning the championship. Now they have no big man. They have no defense. He says the Blue Jays owners are cheap. Well, that's what happens when you have corporate ownership. And he says the organization is a dumpster fire. And he says the Leafs can't beat the Bruins in the playoffs after finally having a good team. Jordan hitting me from Toronto. Ray from Houston going ahead.
All right, so I'm going to start with every one of these cities have a complaint. Houston is the fourth largest city, and we've had so many things happened to us. We had going back to Buffalo and going back to hell. I'm old enough to know Pittsburgh and them beating us. My problem is with Houston is that we have so much mismanagement, and I'm not going to get political on this and everything that's happened, but we're Texas and they cheer a certain way, those billionaires. But the problem I have right now is all these guys that have been and should have been, they're not. Now, okay. I'll start with Houston.
Oh, Astros. Goodness. Well, Ray, we got quite a few callers here, and I got limited time. Can you hit me? It's all good.
So let me do this, brother. Let me do this.
Yes.
I'll just go Texans. Texans and everything they waste, all because of what they do and what their personality is, it's a shame. We have Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to leave it at that. Deshaun Watson is one of the best in this league.
Yep.
And we can't give him what he needs. And I know you have a lot of callers, and I appreciate you. I listen to you every night.
Well, thank you
Houston
so much, Ray. Ray.
We cry every night.
Oh, well, damn. Thank you, Ray, for calling from Houston. That's why I had Houston number one. If I would have known you cried every night, I would have put Houston number one two times. Let's go to Seattle and talk to Chris. I know where this is going to go. Go ahead, Chris. Tell me.
Hey, how's it going? You have to take a look at Seattle. The Mariners, we haven't won. We're the only team to ever not win a World Series.
Shout outs to Nintendo.
We lost our Sonics, which still hurts. Every year. And, you know, the Seahawks had some mild success, but, you know, stacked up to an organization like the Green Bay Packers or the Steelers, we don't even compare as far as victories and wins go.
Yeah, you be offensive coordinator.
Right. Okay. No, I'm just saying, like, definitely the Texans, like, or Houston is my number one, but as like a wild card, you could kind of consider Seattle being kind of a letdown every year.
No, Chris, it's certainly reasonable. Appreciate you for calling up from the Pacific Northwest. I'm on Twitter, the Coaster Freak. Where do you guys get these names from? The Coaster Freak. The Twin Cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul, has the longest drought among any cities with at least three teams, so I am going there. San Diego is also tempting, since they lost an NFL and NBA squad. Curtis is calling from Cleveland. Curtis, please be brief.
They are. They are.
Yes.
I'm going to be real quick. Now, we know the city with the worst luck is Cincinnati. Now, Cleveland is a city that had a playoff team for 10 straight years. They've been in four finals in 7 years. They've been in the World Series. They're not supposed to be on that list, man. Ahead of Jacksonville, ahead of Portland, ahead of Charlotte. Come on, JR. Quit trolling. Cincinnati, come on, man.
Are you done?
I'm just being honest, man.
No, I didn't ask you that. I asked you if you were finished. Are you done? Are you? Okay, he's done. Is you finished or is you done? Thank you. You're the first person to tell me that Cleveland has been lucky. The Indians have been lucky. The Cavs have been lucky. The Browns have been lucky. Well, damn, Curtis, maybe you've been sniffing a little bit of them lucky charms. I don't know. Byron is calling from Houston. Byron, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead, Byron, please.
Hey, man, that's what I want to say, man. What the other caller was talking about when it comes to Houston and politics, and he didn't want to say what he wanted to say, I say it. Like, it's racism down here, like a lot, especially when it comes to the Texans. If you think about it, man, they got rid of Dwayne Brown, Jadeveon Clowney, Green Jackson, Hopkins. All of the players who are good players, they got rid of. That's what Bill O'Brien did. So when Andre Johnson put out that tweet saying that since Jack Easterby got here, nothing has happened. All we've done is either lost players, lost draft picks, or lost games. And that's it. So I wouldn't necessarily call it unlucky. It's just the management and what's going on right now. Man, let me ask you a question, JR. How many other teams in the league could SportsCenter put out a 40-page article about how somebody, the league, the team, everybody, don't trust the person, but he's still working with us and had input on hiring our general manager?
I can point to the New York Jets. They fired their head coach who did the same thing. But, Byron, I get it. I appreciate you for calling from Houston. And, yeah, it's not just the Texans. Look at the team that plays, in the middle of the city. Play downtown, Rockets. Ryan is calling from Vancouver. Ryan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me. So let's talk about championships. Cleveland has the Cavaliers who won one. Houston has the Astros who have won several. You know, Detroit had the Red Wings who won several in the 90s. Seattle has the Seahawks who won something. You know, I would say Buffalo was probably the worst because just the way the ownership has run the team between the Sabres and hockey and the Bills. You know, and it's nice to see the Bills doing so well right now because the city has had nothing in terms of championships in the last umpteenth number of years. You know, you even look at teams like Tampa Bay, you know, like there, if you look at the entire city, the Lightning just won the championship in the NHL.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit easier to look at teams. And thank you, Ryan, for calling from Vancouver. I got a role soon. It's easy to look at teams that have like cities that have tons of teams and they all suck. It's a little bit harder to swallow. Walker's calling up from Houston. Go on ahead, Walker.
How you doing, JR?
Wonderful. Go ahead.
All right, man. It's got to be Houston. There's something with every team in this city. You got the Astros. They finally win their championship. Then you got the cheating scandal coming out, man. It just feels cheap. The whole city, man. Then you got the Rockets, man. You got James Harden here, and the whole city's backing him, man. And he just, I understand him wanting to leave, but it's still.
Oh, well, sorry, Walker. Unfortunately, Walker left us as well. That cell phone connection wasn't all that great. What's going on in Houston? Cell phone service pops off. James Harden wants out. Deshaun Watson doesn't want to go there. Caller calls me and says that there's racism. What's going on down there? The baseball team cheats. We can do better than this. And don't worry about it. I will be back tomorrow, and we will do better. I want to give a big thank you to everybody who called up tonight. We started off with James Harden, and he bailed out. I don't know if Deshaun Watson will get his request to potentially bail out. But guess who ain't bailing out? Not me. I'm going to be back here with you tomorrow, okay? As I told you, Panthers cornerback Dante Johnson scheduled to join in with us. We'll talk about the football games this weekend, especially those Saints and especially those Buccaneers. They play in his division. We'll talk to Trevor May of the New York Mets. He took Steve Cohen's money, the first guy to take his money. Let's see if he lends me some. And of course, I'll be back here with you. A big shout out and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. You can find me while I'm gone. All social media is at JR Sport Brief. You can hit me up while I'm gone. That's Twitter. That's Instagram. I'm active on it all. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Tell her I said hi.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.